Idaho Sports Talk presents Behind the Scenes of the Paul J. Buffet from the Paul J. Schneider Press Box at Bronco Stadium. Paul J. Schneider, radio legend.
And you know the newspaper guys, they cover plays for each other so they can go out and eat before halftime. You go in there at halftime, there's absolutely no food left. Where's the meat?
Brian Murphy, Idaho Statesman columnist.
Me and Kripe got this thing figured out. He watches the action while I go and eat. I watch the action while he goes and eats. Our two-man system lets us hammer that Paul J. Buffet. Those suckers don't have anything left to eat.
Bob Rosenthal, Bronco Stadium PA announcer.
I shouldn't really be saying this, but you know those long TV timeouts? Well, some are actually longer than others because KJ Mack, who's the timekeeper, will sometimes slip down the hall to the Paul J. Buffet and grab us some refreshments. Hey, it's a long game. We get hungry.
Mike Prater, Idaho Statesman sports editor.
I don't know who the brownie Nazi thinks he is. I was told as a member of the Dream Team that I could have as many as I wanted. He didn't make the brownies. If I want six brownies, damn it, I'm taking six brownies.
Bob Beeler, voice of the Broncos.
I generally don't eat at the Paul J. Buffet before the game. Don't really have time. Tough to eat while you're talking. But I do send Tall Matt, our engineer, down there at halftime to get me a cookie or a brownie. He always comes back and says they're gone. But it's funny. He always has crumbs all over himself.
This has been Behind the Scenes of the Paul J. Buffet on 93.1 The Ticket.